2. Advice. 1. Could you give me some advice on how to make up for the time I've lost?
2. I'd like your advice about my research.
3. What would you advise?
4. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
5. I would appreciate your advice.
6. I think you should go on a diet.
7. It might be a good idea if you got a part-time job.
8. I advise you to see a doctor.
9. I advise you not to look down upon him.
10. I don't think you should keep silent. Dialogue 1. I don't know how to adjust my life. Would you give me a piece of advice?
You look a bit pale, don't you?
Yes, I can't sleep well every night.
You should get plenty of sleep.
I drink a lot of wine.
If I were you, I wouldn't drink too much.
I often feel so tired.
You'd better do some exercise every morning.
I sometimes find the shadow of death in front of me.
Why do you worry about your future? You're very young, and you'll make great contribution to the world. I hope you take my advice.
Dialogue 2. Hi, Joan. How are you?
Terrible.
What's wrong?
Someone robbed my apartment last week. The robber took $550.
Oh, no. Did you call the police?
No.
Why not?
My English isn't very good. I didn't know what to say to them.
I'm going to give you some advice, Joan. If this happens again, you should call the police immediately. You should try to remember everything. You should explain everything to the police.
Dialogue 3. I'm afraid I've had a terrible row with my boss. What shall I do?
I think you'd better apologize.
Oh, but I can't. It wasn't my fault.
Maybe not, but I advise you to say it was your fault. Dialogue 4. You're going to get into a lot of trouble if you do that.
What makes you say that?
I don't see anything wrong with what we're doing. That's just the problem. In these kind of things, the trouble doesn't always appear at first.
But everything has been so easy.
Everything has gone as smooth as clockwork, just like we planned. That may be true, but if you were to do it, you would have trouble on the horizon. You always say that.
Yeah, you never look at the positive side of things.
Okay, have it your way, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Dialogue 5. Are you feeling better today, Bill?
Well, it's hard to say. I cough a lot in the evening.
You'd better give up smoking. It's bad for your health.
You're right. But you know it's hard to give up an old habit.
But you should make up your mind first.
You know, I often have to work till late at night. I need something to keep me awake.
Why don't you go to bed and get up early? You'll have the same time for work.
Thank you for your advice. I'll try it.
Dialogue 6. I can't decide whether to go to university or to get a job.
Well, if I were you, I'd go on studying.
But I don't even know what to study.
If I had chance again, I'd major in English. You're good at language.
That's what my parents want me to do.
You should take their advice. They know what's best for you.
But my friends will have jobs and lots of fun, while I spend all my time doing reading and writing.
But if you go to university, you'll still have time for fun.
Hmm. What you say makes sense. But you know, I still have to ask my parents for pocket money, and I hate to do so at this age.
And if you try to find a part-time job, you will have some money too.
You're right. Thank you for the advice. Most Americans don't like to get advice from members of their families. When they need advice, they don't usually ask people they know. Instead, many Americans write letters to newspapers and magazines which give advice on many different subjects, including family problems, sex, the use of language, health, cooking, children care, clothes, and how to buy a house or a car. Two of the most famous writers of advice are women without special training for this kind of work. Experience is their preparation for giving advice. There's one writer who has not lived long enough to have much experience. She is a girl who started writing advice for newspaper readers at the age of 10. Her advice to young readers now appears regularly in the column called Dear Angel.